Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Andrew Pralaya, who is the President and Executive Director of Vast Resources. Vast Resources being a mining company listed on AIM with projects in Romania and Zimbabwe. Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
That's good to hear. I guess your title's now changed with the RNS that's come out this morning. Do you want to go into that a bit?
Yeah, thank you. I think it's just the way that the growth of the company, the change in direction. But, first of all, I'd like to thank Roy for all of his hard work and dedication to the company. Without him, we wouldn't have had the growth that we've had over the last few years under his leadership, taking us from, explorer and to producer. So my time with him has been very valuable, and the knowledge he's passed on is greatly appreciated. So we're looking forward to a new growth in 2018 and onward, let's say.
Okay. And speaking of growth, are you able to give us a bit of an update in Romania? You've obviously got the two projects there, but can you expand further?
Yeah, Manaila is working as expected. We're milling between 10 and 15,000 tons a month. The winter months are always harsh for us, and being up in the mountains and the flotation being down below, the focus is over the next 24 months post JORC being released in March next year, is to plan on building the new facility up there, as it accounts for close to 30% of our production costs. So that is one focus for the business that we're working on now, especially with the new off-takers coming on board. It's incorporated in the finance costs, because we've declared previously that we are looking for finance attached to the off-takers, and we're very close to closing one of those now. Baica is moving ahead. We've been in constant discussions with the authorities here in Romania. We're looking forward to releasing the news on that as soon as possible once we get the green light from the ministry. So things are moving in a very positive light. We're continuing with the soil sampling and rock sampling of Zagra, the Pechoro Zimbru and Magura Negra prospecting licenses. So things are very, very positive here in Romania at the moment.
Oh, it sounds like you're quite busy there.
Oh, yeah.
How about the finances? You announced the open offer last week. How is that progressing?
Well, the placing went very well. It was quick and easy. It didn't have any negative impact on the share price, which is wonderful for the business. The open offer was the same. We were oversubscribed by about 34%, which basically shows that the market's now understanding that the company's moving forward and that we've got a great future ahead of us. I think it's the first time in the history of the company where we've been oversubscribed and our share price has risen post open offer and placing. So we're very, very happy with that. And that's an indication of, I think, the way the market perceives we're moving.
Oh, good. And obviously, you've got the project in Zimbabwe, and there's been quite a bit of political changes happening in the country. The focus usually has mainly been on Romania in the last few years. Do you think the spotlight might come back to Zimbabwe a bit?
Well, I mean, the company is not just one or two individuals. We have extremely dedicated teams both on the ground in Romania and Zimbabwe. And it's been the company's in the company's DNA, the Zimbabwe operation. That's where we all started. And Pixton's been an extreme success off the back of the investment that was undertaken by Vast in its days as AFCR. And we haven't lost any of that intellectual property. So we're still very strong believers in Zimbabwe, and especially with the regime change now, I think we're going to continue the growth path in parallel with Romania. We're not taking our eye off the ball there at all. We will continue to look at new opportunities there. We have a very strong relationship with our shareholders on the ground there, and we'll continue to pursue Zimbabwe extensively, as we are doing so in Romania.
Okay. And the team you've got at the moment, you're quite happy. Obviously, Roy's left now, but you feel confident that certainly progressing Romania, that you've got the right people behind you?
Oh, most definitely. One of the things that we want to do, and what I'm trying to focus on in the first quarter of next year is, as an incoming CEO, the first thing I'll be looking at is cost-cutting exercises at the corporate level and focusing on the two jurisdictions. We have incredible technical team in Romania and likewise in Zimbabwe. I'm very, very happy with the team there. One thing that we will be doing, and the first thing I want to do, is bring some technical expertise onto the board We've got a very dedicated board and have done so for many years, but it's very, very accountant driven. And now it's time to bring a bit of entrepreneurship, and most importantly, even more than that, is the technical expertise, which we should be appointing somebody very, very soon.
That's good. New year approaching very quickly, so it's quite, like I say, a new start,
yes.
I guess. No, that's good. Do you want to give us an insight to what you can expect to be sort of talking about the next few months coming up?
Over the next few months, of course, the one that everyone wants to know is Romania, beta license, that we are hoping to issue some news on that as soon as possible, as soon as we're allowed to. The financing and offtake, we said that, well, as most of the market knows, we're at the end of the tenure with our current offtaker. We're proud to say that we have over 10 offers sitting on the table for pure offtake, but we are very focused on the fact that we made the promise that we will avoid dilution where possible in the future, and I've been focused. I've been working. I was actually mandated by the board to take care of the financing of the Romanian operations in the group. So I'm very lucky that I'm privy to the information as far as the finance is concerned. Now we're down to the last three offers. We're in negotiation now. There's been due diligence undertaken. And now we're in the final negotiation between the off-taker financiers to make sure that we are ready for the delivery in January to go to our new strategic partner moving forward. And we're very excited about the list of companies that have been knocking at our door. So I'm very, very, very happy with what we've achieved as a group and a team.
Okay, thanks for that, Andrew. Is there anything else you'd like to cover?
Yeah, just a couple of small little points. One of the things that we want to focus on in 2018 is to start attracting institutional investment into our shareholder base. And we've started working on that in the last quarter of this year. And that was tied up with, our last open offer and placing. And as far as attracting the large offtake financiers, is just now to focus on changing the shareholder base to more institutional focused investment. And one of the other things that we want to focus on for next year is, of course, looking at new projects, but non-dilutionary for the shareholders. So we'll be looking at new projects both in Romania and Zimbabwe, and starting to talk to our shareholders about coming in at the ground level if they're interested. So these are the new focuses for the business for 2018 as well.
Oh, good. Well, thanks. Thank you for giving us that insight, Andrew. I'd also like to just say, we would like to pass on our best as well for Roy, because you guys, I think, were one of our first sort of companies that we were podcasting a little under 2 years ago. And I can recall one of his podcasts where he was quite passionate and banging the desks.
Well, that's all. I mean, look, one thing you have to give Roy credit for, he's very passionate about the mining business. He was very passionate about Vast. We thank him for all of his hard work and dedication and wish him all the best moving forward. He's been an inspiration to all the teams, and we really will miss him.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks for your time today, Andrew.
Thank you. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.